This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Tuesday here on the show. I'm back, everybody. And what a day to return. A day that we can talk a little bit about Raw. It was a very big Raw last night, they claimed. The McMahons were returning. Well, first they claimed that Vince McMahon was returning. And he was going to switch everything around. He's going to turn this show upside down. Ended up being Vince McMahon, Shane McMahon, Stephanie McMahon, and Triple H McMahon. All out there to tell us, we're sorry this show sucks. We're sorry it's been so bad. We've been doing everything wrong, but you know what? Starting right now, we're going to turn it all around. And I want to know what everyone listening to this thought about their plan to turn it all around. We can talk about Raw here today. They taped Raw for last week. Maybe we'll go into spoilers later on if anybody is gravely concerned about those. We've got John Cena returning, but it doesn't look like John Cena is returning to television. Looks like John Cena is returning to the house show circuit. We can talk about that. And, of course, all of the various NXT call-ups. Every call-up that was announced last night on Raw, I am told they were scheduled to be called up in January, and they just bumped it forward because they wanted to do a show where Vince McMahon came out and turned everything around. So it's not like these people weren't going to be called up. They were always going to be called up. They just happened to be called up early as part of the storyline that they're turning things around. We don't have Raw ratings yet. I'm fascinated to know how the final hour is going to do with a one-hour women's gauntlet match, which to me, like, if you want to keep viewers, I'm not sure a gauntlet match is the best idea because essentially every fan should know that it doesn't matter until the end because it's a gauntlet match. So maybe by the time the show goes off the air, we'll have the Raw ratings. Otherwise, we can talk about those tomorrow. SmackDown tonight, they're taping two episodes. We got a lot of stuff to get into, and we shall kick it off after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I don't know if Scott even knew what an ironic song that was he just played right there. It's a new day. Yes, it is, everybody. Raw's been turned upside down. Now Mike will no longer dread having to talk about Raw. Because the McMahons have come out and they have changed everything around. Now the show's awesome. I can't wait to get the ratings tomorrow night. I can't wait to read all these texts from everybody talking about what a great show it was last night. Things have changed, everybody. So anyway, yeah, the McMahons came out, four of them, and they said that it was going to be different, and it wasn't. And they had announced some NXT call-ups, and then they did a long women's gauntlet match at the end of the show, and I guess it was a little better. Was it? I don't even know. I've been drunk the last 3 days. Was this show better? I feel like it was pretty much exactly the same. There was less Baron Corbin. There were more happy endings. I guess in that sense it was better. But anybody listening to this right now think the change is coming? Anybody? Mike? You start, because I'm going to talk for a second here.
Well, they got to prove it to me like they do with everything. I have my faith in them has completely atrophied to the point where don't only do something and sustain it and have it be positive momentum. And we're going into the right time of year for it because it is Royal Rumble season. And if you're going to give them a pass on anything last night, it is that they are going into 2 weeks of reruns. They're going into 2 weeks of the worst end of the year mess that it always is. And the way these shows are falling, they're taping them in advance. There's not a whole lot they could do, but they did announce there were going to be some big, big changes, and the reality is the next 3 weeks of this show are going to be exactly what they've been because of how everything is falling. Now, once the new year starts, you better start hot. And that's where I will give them until January 2nd, whatever day it is, that's where I'll give them to. But you better start hot. You better get this thing going into the Rumble, and you better have a big, big takeoff charge leading into WrestleMania. Otherwise, it's all just empty.
Dude, I'd be with you about this giving them till January, but they advertised all last week that Vince was showing up this week to turn everything around, and he didn't. And you know what happened? A 73-year-old man came out on television. He probably looked, what, 83?
Oh, stop.
He looked so old out there. And, like, am I the only one here? That's the guy that's running the show, everybody. Is everybody else blind? And here's the thing. I went on our board last night, which was a big mistake. It was actually this morning. And, you know, when Vince came out, like, I told everybody what was going to happen. Like, everyone that hates the show is going to stand up, and they're going to bow to him, and they're going to give him a standing ovation, and they're going to cheer, and they're going to love the guy. Well, a bunch of those people are on our board. So all I had to hear was, oh, my God, you and Dave, you complain about everything. Like, this is all fine. Like, they're bringing up some new guys. Like, we complained about who they brought up, and they're like, well, you can't expect them to, you know, call up guys who are in the middle of storylines in NXT and this and that. Let me tell you something, everybody. Let's not talk about Raw for a second. Let's talk about these call-ups, all right? Now, listen, I have nothing against anybody that's being called up, okay? I have nothing against anybody that's being called up. But this is supposed to be a new Raw, new WWE, new era. You know how many times I heard new era last night on that show? I heard 50 times from these announcers, okay? Let's look at who they called up for the new era. We have a physical freak. We have a blonde with big boobs who's not a very good wrestler. We have got a wacky tag team. We have got the guy with the best physique of anybody that is signed to WWE right now, maybe with the exception of Bobby Lashley, maybe. And we've got Nikki Cross, who they actually had on the main roster a couple times, and they didn't do anything with her. Those are the call-ups, okay? These are Vince McMahon call-ups. Undisputed Era, Ricochet, Matt Riddle. I mean, for crying out loud, you could rattle off 80 names that they could have called up, but they didn't. They called up The Freak, The Muscle Man, The Blonde with Big Boobs, The Random Tag Team, and the girl that they already called up and did nothing with, okay? That's who they called up. Now, for the people that go, Brian, you can't expect them to call people away who have storylines in NXT. Let's just stop for 1 second here. Lars Sullivan just beat Keith Lee. They absolutely were going to be doing something with Lars Sullivan, okay? Lacey Evans is in the four-way to determine who's getting a championship match at the next TakeOver. Heavy Machinery's entire storyline is that they're finally going to win these tag team titles after trying and not even getting a chance for the last 2 years. EC3 is in the middle of a storyline with the Undisputed Era. What are these people talking about? Like, these people are involved in storylines. And furthermore, I know that everyone likes to pretend that this is another brand. And in a way, it is another brand. But you know what? It's WWE developmental. And yes, it was really frustrating in the early 2000s when Jim Cornette would do all of these storylines, and then in the middle of it, like, Randy Orton would be called up or whoever, and storylines would get screwed up. You know what? That's what developmental is all about. Like, if you need to bolster the main roster because it sucks, and you got to bring up some people from developmental, you know what? Maybe you got to call them up in the middle of the storyline. It's not like they couldn't get called up and also finish their storyline in NXT. And you know what? It's also not like, well, we could plan in advance. We could plan to bring some people up. We could let them be written out of storylines. None of these are good excuses. It's a bunch of Vince McMahon call-ups. It's the same stuff that you've all been seeing for 25 years. Why are we tying each other? Why are we tying ourselves up in knots trying to explain that this is actually different and this is actually good and change is actually coming? It's the exact same thing, everybody. Are we living in fantasy land? It's the exact same thing. And I like everybody that they're calling up. I'm just making a point right here. Like, what fantasy land are we living in here that this is different? It's exactly the same. Kairi Sane, Candice LeRae, Dakota Kai, Io Shirai. There's a million, and they call, and I like Lacey Evans, but I mean, come on. She's called up because she's blonde and she has large breasts. It's Vince McMahon. He's 73. It's the same stuff we've seen for decades. Nothing's changing.
And the crazy thing with Lacey Evans is, too, is Lacey Evans has got a hell of a backstory to tell. She's got a hell of a personal journey that she has been on. She also, because of her service into the Marines and because of her persona, She is going to appeal to a certain part of WWE's fan base that is going to go absolutely bananas over her. And she fits in perfectly with what WWE has traditionally, Vince, liked out of the looks of a woman. Now, where she stumbles badly is she's not very good in the ring at all. Like,
that's what developmental's for.
And there's the thing is, why? Because I had not heard that these were people that were planning to be called up anyway, but they decided to rush it. Why? Then even it's more mind-bending to me that you are going to call her up when you have all of those women that you just mentioned and many others on that roster where she, the longer she stays in developmental, the better she's going to be. So when she does come up, she can truly do everything in an era where women are actually going to be expected to have great matches because that's where the bar is set. Why was she going to be called up? Why is she being called up? The story's great. Why not have the wrestling match it when you have all these other people that you can bring up who are good in the ring and also have colorful personalities and a ways to tell story? And again, I know it's because it's Vince and everything, but it's like it does just make you scratch your head when you have all those other women down there. And Lacey was going to be the one when she needs the most work in the ring. Why the rush to get her up?
This person here says, I think it's unfair to discredit Nikki's call-ups since she was only used for a local pop in England. Dude, she's not even English. She's Scottish. Right? You could have debuted her in Australia. You could have debuted her anywhere. It's the same thing. I mean, listen, if you think she's going to be like the number one woman on the SmackDown roster, we'll see. But my guess is she's not going to be. It's Vince, everybody. Why are we imagining it's something different? That's the only thing that frustrates me about all this. We got more after the break, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live. A seven-nation army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off, taking their time right behind my back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Bernier says, I largely sit back and listen to your show every week, but after hearing you complain and complain and complain, and then the company invokes change because you complained, now you have to find something else to complain about. Can't you just be happy? Okay, number one, I'm going to block you. Okay. Number two, they didn't invoke change. At all. It's the exact same show. Number three, they didn't do this because of me. They did it because their ratings are at the lowest they've ever been. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
So I should celebrate that the show's so bad that nobody's watching? I'm going to show you the power of blocking a text message. Sorry, my friend. Go listen to another show. Like, we're all in this together. Or get out of here. And by the way, here's another one for you. I'll block the rest of these people as well.
All right.
If you're one of those people that has to tie yourself in a knot to convince yourself that Ronda Rousey is a failure, like, go listen to another show, okay? There's a lot of them out there that I'm sure will tell you that Ronda Rousey sucks, all right? The show is not built around Ronda Rousey. She was in one segment last night, okay? The show is not built around Seth Rollins. He was in, I think, one segment last night, maybe two. Baron Corbin has been all over the show. The show has been about Baron Corbin. The first 30 minutes of the show last night was about Baron Corbin. The show set up a main event for next week with Baron Corbin because he was in another segment later. All right? It's the Baron Corbin show. You know what this Rousey thing is? It's the same thing that I heard with John Cena. It's the same thing that I heard with Roman Reigns. Okay? If they were so popular, it wouldn't be so bad right now, people say. I heard this for years. Do you know what happened when John Cena left? We found out that, in fact, John Cena was the guy propping this up. And then we found out the same thing when Roman Reigns left. Go back and look at the decline in Raw since Roman Reigns left. If anything, he was the one propping this thing up. Ronda Rousey is not the reason these ratings are where they are. She's barely on the show. You gonna blame that final hour of the show on Ronda Rousey because the winner's getting a shot at Ronda Rousey? You're tying yourself in a knot. Like, it's okay to not like somebody, okay? It's okay to not like Ronda Rousey. It's okay to not like Seth Rollins. You can not like anybody that you don't want to. That is your right as a human being to not like them. You don't have to create a story in your head to try to convince everyone else that they also shouldn't like this person. It's mental gymnastics. It's a waste of your time. Just don't like them and move on with your life.
I always hated Avalanche Buzz Tyler, and I was always happy when McDaniel beat him up. Avalanche Buzz Tyler. Hated him. Hated Bugsy McGraw.
Don't say that about Bugsy.
I hated Bugsy McGraw. I didn't see his Florida stuff. That was why. I got, like, mid-Atlantic Bugsy. He was very annoying.
Mike, stop with the Bugsy.
I'm sorry. But anyway, you know who got an incredible pop last night? In fact, you might say it's the new Vince No Chance in Hell pop. Uncle Paul. Did you hear that?
No.
Triple H got the biggest reaction of the night.
Well, I'm sure he did, because he's the only one that's pushed as a babyface.
Well, he is now, and so are Stephanie and Shane. Together again, naturally.
Yeah, poor Paige.
Yeah, what happens with that? I guess we'll have to find out
tonight. I mean, she just was left out in the dark.
So is Kurt Angle an active performer on the roster now?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I just know it's just changed. They've turned it upside down. All right, to the phones. You're on the air. What's up? How about that
Brian,
one?
Mike.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. I listened to you and Dave's episode last night, and I found it very informative. And there was one thing that stuck out with these call-ups. Given the characters' gimmicks, it's eerily reminiscent of the new generation, I guess, back in 95. That's something that I've noticed. It seems to be those are the types of wrestlers, kind of less so for EC3, but those are the type of wrestlers, that model, that really seem to seem the most attractive to the main roster.
So the era from 25 years ago we're talking about here.
Yeah, for like I see Duke the Dumpster Drosy,
sure,
variations of that, but these are...
We change with the times, Vince said.
Yeah. Well, if looking at wrestling as a cyclical, I'm just afraid that this is, you know, the beginning, or at least the, you know, pushing on of a downturn. But and then,
dude, we're well into the downturn.
I was going to say, ratings are as low as ever, and attendance at house shows are as low as ever.
I wish it was not so, because there's a lot of good things happening, but we're not able to watch it there, unfortunately. And then I also noticed it was for the the pay-per-view. The ring was surrounding Baron Corbin. All of the faces, they all had chairs. It was a total gang mentality, and that seems to be how they're trying to make this wrong right by giving it's you're diluting
by bullying.
You're diluting the baby faces.
Yeah, well, you are diluting the baby faces. That is a bigger issue, but yeah, that was.
There's still a level of comeuppance there, and I get it. But there, if you wanted to have a frustration, like Brian, like you're saying with the Baron Corbin thing, and they have beaten it to death, and he's going to continue to be on there. But like, as far as like, you know, taking the fans taking out Baron Corbin, I mean, that I don't think that segment was all that bad, and I don't think it's something to be beaten on. I think when they do things like the Lucha House Party and the Revival and the New Day against, say, Cesaro and Sheamus. That's an issue. When Baron Corbin or a character like that gets his comeuppance from a bunch of baby faces, that's fine. Now, the problem is they already did it the night before. You didn't need to do it again. But I think when that gets pointed out, I just think that's, of all the things to complain about, him getting his comeuppance and getting beaten up like that, even though it's gang style, it's still, look how many people he screwed over. Some people deserve to get beaten up 5-on-1. So that's fine.
Says they brought up Kevin Owens as NXT champion, and people are saying they can't take NXT stars in the middle of storylines. Yeah.
By the way, they teased not only Kevin Owens coming back, but Sami Zayn. I don't know if Sami Zayn was definitely on TV. Kevin Owens, I think, was just on the internet, but they did hype up the fact that he was coming back.
Person says, if Baron Corbin is such a failure, why did he have the most heat on the show last night? Dude.
Well, that's...
Listen. Pick a Scott Dawson. Just throw out a name, okay? I could have Scott Dawson take off all his clothes and be completely naked, and have him come out on the ramp and like do a dance, okay? You know what? He's gonna have the most heat of anybody on the show. So like, what?
I guess that would all depend. Now what?
What does that mean? You know what I'm saying?
You're a freak.
Like I could have someone do anything and get booed. Like, what does that mean?
Well, I'm bumping up with the McMahons, of course.
Baron Corbin was the centerpiece of a show that's doing the lowest numbers ever. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying the lowest numbers this year. I'm not saying the lowest numbers of the 2010s. I'm talking like before the new generation era that guy was talking about from 25. These are the lowest ratings of all time.
It hasn't been this bad since WWF.
But he's getting booed and you're going to defend it?
It hasn't been this bad since they haven't had TV in New York way back in the 60s.
Are you kidding me?
That's how bad it is.
Heat is not about who gets booed and who gets cheered. This is why companies go out of business, okay? Because, oh, well, that guy's getting cheered. Like, you know, let's push him to the moon. Or that guy's getting booed. This must be good heat. It's about business. And business is in the toilet right now. Television ratings, the TV business. Yeah, I realize they signed a deal. That's irrelevant to this. They didn't sign the deal when Baron Corbin sank the show. Is he texting me again?
Probably.
Are heels the only characters Vince relates to? No. It's just like I said. Anybody, any moron, can get a guy booed. You have a guy come out. You have him all over the show. You have him make heelish decisions. You have him do dastardly things. You have him make your favorites disappear. Like, anybody can get booed. Any moron can get somebody booed. It's very, very difficult to get a babyface over. I mean, actually, it's not. You just, like, find somebody likable and don't do anything with them, and they get over, like Asuka. But, like, if you're going to write something for somebody to get over, I mean, it's not. It's much, much easier to get over
Asuka,
a heel than a babyface.
Listen, Asuka and Becky. No, it's not. Asuka and Becky Lynch are great examples of how you can get
a babyface
over.
It's not easier to get over a heel than a babyface.
Well, you know what? You're right.
Thank you.
I take that back. You're right. But when you have people who, like Hulk Hogan, it was very easy to get over. There are some babyfaces that, if you don't screw it up, are very easy to get over. And like you're saying, it's not nothing that you do. You just have them go out there and you have them win clean with their move. And you have them say things and then go back it up. It's amazing how that works. And then you get them to the point where they're hot enough. You have them rub up against somebody that's going to be dastardly. And there you go. Looking at the calendar, you know, I'm saying give them to the beginning of the year because of the taped footage and all that sort of stuff. And I'm not saying there's going to be any change or anything like that. But you know what also is looming on them and what they're going to have to hear and what has been a thorn in Vince's side and a lot of people's sides there? That show is going to take place on January 7th. The first show of the new era, if we want to call it that. Couple days after the Tokyo Dome and New Year's Dash. And it's going to be interesting to see how they play that because they're very aware. And we'll see what happens with all the New Japan shakeout by the end of that month and everything moving forward as we go towards Mania season. But that's going to be another thing where you can't compare the two brands right now anyway. But considering that ROH and New Japan and pick your other wrestling promotions out there that, like, you know, their fans actually like them, it's going to be interesting to see how they play that and how they come out looking, because all the attention is going to be on New Japan and all the attention is going to be elsewhere besides them. So they really better come off hot with that show.
Princess Dave relayed that Seth versus Dean was supposed to be about mind games. And if Seth could only control his emotions, that is the exact same story they did with AJ and Joe at SummerSlam. That match had zero boring chance. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, when do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And if you're traveling over the holidays, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on pets from anywhere using your Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable. And Blink works with Alexa.
Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts, and they're a brilliant way to monitor holiday package deliveries. Save up to a whopping 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit BlinkProtect.com/radio. BlinkProtect.com/radio. Blink is an Amazon company.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we got a million people calling, so 844-411-5411. Nothing but calls for the next few minutes here. So you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, this is Ulysses from California, and I was at the Sacramento show last night and the taping afterwards. I'm not sure if you want to, like, not really spoilers, but there was, like, zero evidence of any New Era stuff on that second show. No new faces, no call-ups, no surprising matches. You start off with the street fight, and then you end with a Baron Corbin main event. It's the antithesis of what they were trying to say with, like, giving the fans what they want.
Man. How was, without saying who won, how was the Revival match? Was it a blow-away grade match? Was it all right? Was it fine?
It was a pretty good match. They got good reactions, so I would say that the crowd was, like, trying to be fair and pretty generous. So, good match, good heat, so, yeah.
But at the end of the day, not a New Era.
No, absolutely not. Like, you could not tell the difference between a New Era show like they said it was going to be and any other Raw from the past few weeks.
All right. Well, hey, I want to thank you so much for the call today. I do really appreciate that. There's your update from the show last night, everyone. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, y'all. Seeing from San Antonio. So, I just had a couple of things. Like, it's funny because I was listening to Wrestling Observer Radio earlier, and y'all were talking about how, like, you know, nothing really changes, even though they say it's going to change. And it's, I mean, I watched the show last night, and I thought it was slightly better than what we had been, probably just because Baron Corbin was no longer in every single segment and every hour of the show. But other than that, you know, really, the same, it really is, like, the same old stuff. And I was just thinking how, like, because Impact, I guess, they've been putting up all their, like, old shows on their YouTube channel. And I went to go watch the first one they put on for Spike. And, you know, because I guess they were trying to put on a good show because they really wanted to show they were an alternative back then. I don't know. And obviously it didn't last. But I watched, I just got done watching that show. And, you know, every single segment of that show, it was only 1 hour for one, but also all the baby faces just won every match, and the heels got their comeuppance, and it was just, I felt like a really good show. And, you know, when WWE does this kind of stuff, it's still, like, there's no change, and the baby faces always look idiots. It never fails.
Well, you know, I want to say one thing. I want to thank you very much for the call. Like, the baby faces can't always win, obviously, all right? But you can have a better balance than they have right now. Let's go to the phone. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, this is Eric from New Jersey. I was actually going to make a point about all this, like, baby face, like, getting people behind baby faces. And it's like, it felt like TLC was sort of, like, a big swing in the other direction about, like, we got to have happy endings and all that stuff. But it wasn't really, like, that meaningful. Like, Finn Balor won with interference, everyone ganged up on Baron Corbin. It's like, all these changes they made to Raw were, like, sort of superficial. It's like, I don't care. It's like, it's not about Tyler Breeze being in a match. It's about, like, Tyler Breeze feeling special or the Revival winning some matches and getting a title shot. It's about tag team wrestling feeling important in WWE, which it hasn't ever on the main roster unless, you know, the New Day and Usos are, like, having good matches. So it's, like, not, it doesn't feel like anything really changed last night.
No, there's no real change. And that's why the Young Bucks, I want to thank you very much for the call, that's why the Young Bucks declined the WWE offer. I mean, I'll make this quick because we got 10,000 calls here. I mean, Vince says we change with the times. I mean, step outside WWE and look at every other wrestling promotion in the entire world, okay? Those are the times. WWE is like two decades behind everybody else right now. They're not changing with the times. And having Tyler Breeze in a random match and losing is not changing with the times. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hi, Brian. Hi, Brian. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Very good. What's up?
So I went to the house show last night, SmackDown in Stockton, and it was a really good show. And I was thinking, because I saw a lot of casual fans there, and Dave and you had a really good discussion yesterday about, like, the worker bees, Dave called it, about how everyone takes a backseat to the, like, authority figures. And I was just wondering, I think that the people want, it's not only that they should push the stars as the stars, but I think the people want the wrestlers to be the stars.
Of course they do.
Because at the show, like, yeah, everyone knew their gimmicks. Everyone, even the casual fans, were, like, all into the gimmicks. R-Truth was super over. New Day was super over. Everyone knows that stuff. So would you enjoy the show more if it was just, like, oriented around the stars and their gimmicks? Even if nothing else changed, but we just lost some of the authority figures.
Absolutely.
Like, gimmicks were kind of...
Absolutely. Yeah. And, hey, you know what? Let me tell you something about that Stockton House show, okay? I got a list right here. I want to thank you very much for the call. I got a list of John Cena's upcoming dates. I believe every single date is a house show. Now, that might not mean a lot to a lot of people, but if you talk to a lot of the WWE wrestlers, they love house shows. They love going to a house show and just being able to be wrestlers and have wrestling matches and entertain the fans who just want to see wrestling matches with stars. I mean, John Cena is far from the only guy. John Cena can say, I only want to come back for house shows. Batista said the same thing. If I had my way, I'd only come back for house shows. That's what these guys think about house shows. I mean, what does that tell you? John Cena doesn't want to come back to TV. He wants to come back and wrestle on house shows, for crying out loud. And the other thing, like 15, 20 years ago, The Rock left for Hollywood. And there were other stars that left for this reason or that reason. And the mindset became, you know what? We build around these stars can leave. We should build around the McMahons because they'll always be here. Well, here we are in 2018. How's that paid off for you? Well, yeah, they're still here, all right. And you don't have any stars.
Man, for as much as Vince hates old wrestling, that is the most old wrestling thing you can do. The nepotism on top to that degree, and granted, the McMahon family has been much different than many other families, but unless you're going to step to the side and have that Paul guy take your spot and have him pick his executive producer and his director and his talent and art and all that sort of stuff, because let's face facts, for some of the little updates they made with graphics and everything, another part of that show is it looks the exact same way it did in 1999. So, I mean, a lot's got to change there. And if you're not going to get out of the way, you're going to get run over. And right now, yes, they're making all the money in the world, all that sort of stuff. But we see the ways that artistically and pro wrestling-wise, they're getting run over.
All right, to the phones, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, guys. Steve from Chicago.
Yes.
First of all, Brian, I want to wish you the best of luck tonight on Nitro. It is.
Oh, I haven't even started watching yet. You just ruined my day.
I'm sorry. I do hope you enjoyed that song I sent you guys, though, for memories. But my question was, what's up?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, my question was reflecting kind of on. Obviously, 2018 has been a year of record highs and record lows. Yeah, in a lot of ways. And me and my friends were actually discussing this. This is not a real concrete answer because the stat hasn't been tracked. But do you think we've actually set a record this year for how many people who have turned heel and turned face by one promotion in 1 year?
Oh.
So we've been discussing this.
Hey, we talked about this. We talked about this a couple of days ago. I want to thank you very much for the call. Somebody actually went through and they added everything up. And the numbers vary because, like, Sasha and Bayley, like, switched back and forth several times. So, like, do you want to count those or not? But we're talking, like, well over 100 turns in WWE in 2018. And the year's not over yet. That's madness. Over 100 turns in a year. Yeah, the stats are on one of these shows. I'll try and find them here. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, this is Russell in DeSona. How you guys doing?
What's happening?
I was working up here today, and I went back and watched through some old promos and some things, and it got me thinking. Brian and Mike, what is your favorite feud involving Rufus R. Freight Train Jones?
Rufus R. Jones? All the stuff we got to talk about today, you're asking me about Rufus R. Jones?
I did like him a lot more than Avalanche Buzz Tyler, but I only caught him at the end of his career, and boy, the best thing he ever did, create Slick, if I'm not mistaken. If he's in Slick, Rufus R. Jones' son. So I'm going with Slick.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, guys. I was listening to Observer Radio earlier today.
Yes.
And Meltzer was talking about why aren't they bringing up the big stars from NXT?
Yeah.
But if you look at all the big stars they bring up, they're geeks within a month.
Well, that is a very good point. I mean, I mentioned that last night as well. I mean, you can want anybody called up that you want, but, like, there's no guarantee that anybody's going to make it. I mean, you could even argue that the people that they called up are the best people to call up, because at least Vince gets a freak and a muscle man and a hot blonde and all of this other stuff. At least that's something up his alley. We're going to get the same damn show we always get, but, I mean, I don't even know what he'd think if he saw Ricochet. Guy just flips, pal.
Right. Too flippy.
No, so you blur.
It's like Seth, just doesn't have long hair. I don't know.
All right, appreciate you. I'll take my call.
Yeah, thanks so much for the call. I'm just trying to imagine this stuff. It's just fascinating. Oh, hey. 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. To that guy that called, Josiah here says, if we include NXT, the number of turns in WWE is around 72. He did not count every Bayley-Sasha confusing segment. Didn't include every appearance of 205 guys that were heels on one brand and babyfaces on the other brand. And he only counted Drake Maverick being on Raw once and 205 Live once. But he says if you add all of Drake Maverick's Raw SmackDown into the mix, where he is a heel on Raw and a babyface on 205, he had 28 turns this year. If we throw Leo Rush into the mix, he turned 7 times. That would bring the total to over 105. And if you add in Bayley and Sasha, it's over 110. So if you don't want to count those, everybody, 72 turns in 2018. That's a fair number. To the phones, you're on the air. What's up?
Yeah, I felt like Big Show had to do it by himself. Jesus. Big Show probably did that number by himself.
Well, he did a few there.
Well, you know, the reason why I called, actually, Brian, was one, to find out about your couch, whatever you did with that couch with Tom. And two, you think there's any chance that WWE, there's only a handful of guys, John Cena, Brock Lesnar, The Rock, those guys that can tell WWE to go, you know, where the sun don't shine. You think it's just that these guys, WWE doesn't want to do, you know, build these guys up anymore to the point where they are bigger than the brand? You know what I mean?
Well,
Cena says what goes. You know what I'm saying? He can come and go as he pleases. Brock Lesnar could come and go as he pleases. You know, there's got to be some kind of fear that, you know, maybe we don't want these guys getting over like that anymore.
No, there is. That's why they've been doing this for 20 years. I want to thank you very much for the call. Like, that's why the McMahons are the biggest stars in this company. Now, to be fair, obviously they would like to have another Steve Austin. They would like to have another Rock. They would like to have another. They'd like to have another John Cena, Roman Reigns. They can't even get that. Like, obviously they want big stars, but they are wary of having somebody who's so big that if they leave, everything will tank. Unfortunately, they have nobody, so they're tanking right now.
But that's, who cares? People are going to come. They're going to go. That should not be a fear. You know, that's like the whole thing about we're going to counter-program Monday Night Football. Who cares? When you're kicking the crap out of Monday Night Football, it didn't matter. How about this? Don't just make one star. Make a bunch of stars. Because at no point ever in your history or at any other point in wrestling history was there just one star. There was one star, and there was a supporting cast of other stars circling that star. And then there was everybody else. But you kept people strong. Everybody wasn't 50-50. Everybody wasn't a joke when you needed them to be a joke. Everybody wasn't a shade of gray. If that doesn't happen, then you have the opportunity to have many stars. And if one leaves, the hell with them. You go with the next one. It was always on to the next one in WWE. It's their fault it's not that way now.
All right, very quickly, around the air, what's up?
Yeah, I know you're not really allowed to practice another religion around here, but don't you think you should, like, give the WWE, you know, say a month, like, and then maybe...
I said January 6th. Did I say January 6th? January 6th.
Yeah, the show sucked. And Mike said he'd give him a month.
It didn't suck.
Yeah,
what did I say?
Call back tomorrow when we have time, and I want you to tell me why the show was great. All right? Yeah, he hung up. What a coward. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Coward!
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Our friends at Transatlantic Real Estate have created a unique investment opportunity that combines legal marijuana and crowdfunding. Now, after you let that sink in for a second, think about the growing momentum around legal marijuana in this country. It's been all over the ballot. If you are an investor, there has never been a better time to get in the game. However, as markets grow, so does the barrier to entry, which means it will take millions, if not billions, to invest, not to mention the risk of starting a new venture. That's what makes this opportunity so special. Transatlantic Real Estate is different. They buy land that supports marijuana grow operations and lease it to licensed, high-paying tenants. Did you get that? You're investing in the landlord of a licensed marijuana farm. The best part is, they're using crowdfunding to make it easy for the average person to get in before they take the company public. So, for a limited time, you can invest as little as $300 up to $10,000. To invest, go to marijuanastock.org. That's marijuanastock.org. Get in the game. Do it now.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, listen. Never call into this show and act like a victim and start out by saying that you're not allowed to practice another religion here. I let anybody on this show. Have you heard this show?
I'm here right now.
Call into the show and say, Brian, this is why I liked Raw. Brian, this is what I thought was good about Raw. When I talk about how Raw sucks, I sit here and I dissect everything about it that I think. I don't just come on here and say the show sucks. I give you 1,000 reasons why, in my opinion, I thought this show sucked. Don't come on this show and start screaming that you're not allowed to have a differing opinion and that the show was just awesome with no explanation as to why you thought it was awesome. Great. If you want to give them a month, fine. You can either call back tomorrow and tell me why you thought the show was great, or call back in a month and tell me why you think the show has improved, if you think it's improved in a month. Okay? I've been watching this for 3 decades. You know how many times I've heard, give it a little time. Give it a little. Every time they do this, give it a little time. I'm telling you right now why I think, don't even bother giving them a little time. I've waited years and years. I've given them a little time. never turns around. It's always the same thing as long as Vince McMahon is in charge. It's going to be the same thing. But feel free to call tomorrow. Actually, you can't call tomorrow. Because tomorrow, Jimmy Jacobs is on for the entire show. Ooh. Former WWE writer. He's going to tell you everything about writing in WWE, what it's about, what it entails, why he feels it's difficult. That's going to be the show tomorrow. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And we'll be back then to talk about it. That's it. We'll talk to you again next time, Wrestling Observer Live.